This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Welcome already into the third hour of Global Transmission. It is Thursday, the 4th of December, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're about to go to the loaded phone lines for Barry and Joe and Ron and Dan and others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We can continue the discussion of the big survey I've been talking about of 339 universities and colleges, where over two-thirds of the administrators, that's key word, administrators, and students didn't know what the First Amendment was, and over half of them don't believe it's a good thing once they're told what it is. Now, that's why America's so much in trouble. That's why when you tell cops that they're violating your rights, they're as ignorant as a bucket of dirt when it comes to that. They're experts, though, on how to act cool and pick up women or go to the football game. And the reason I talk about police is because they're the enforcers of the law, but they don't even follow the Constitution. It's whatever the policy is of their police chief. And they just pay out the lawsuits with your money and just raise your taxes as they lose thousands of lawsuits per year. So we can discuss that. Just a bunch of other news, a lot of just absolutely key stuff that we're going to be going over today. Brussels considers imposing currency controls. The European Commission is examining the legal basis for the 1970s-style exchange controls to stop the euro surging to destructive levels, because they say it's going to destroy America. They just want to defeat us, they say. That's public. Bush is set to announce another trip to the moon. That's National Review from inside the neocon nest. The bird was perfect, but not for dinner. That was a stage deal. They wouldn't let him eat that turkey. That was a stage deal, as I already told you it was. U.S. forces accused of Iraq massacre. The big victory on Sunday turns out what it looked like to me as slaughter of innocent people. Chicago high schools to require all students to get drug tested. See, now it's everybody. Where went the Fourth Amendment? Well, they don't know what it is, so why not do it? That and just a lot more. Beijing threatening war with Taiwan and really gearing up to do it in a big, big way. Right now, let's go to Barry in Arizona, who's been holding patiently for the last 45 minutes. Welcome, Barry.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Hey, just real quickly before I get to my main point, I don't know if you looked at the November issue of Popular Science, but there's full detailed battle plans, high-tech battle plans, in case one of the states decides to secede from the Union. You might want to take a look at that.
Well, I've been getting calls about it. If somebody will email me the online version, I'll post it on InfoWars. Just send it to Tips at InfoWars. But the Popular Science, big major magazine, it has battle plans to, again, everything's martial law now. Why do they say the state will secede?
Well, it's a hypothetical scenario just in case. But, I mean, they focused on not actually the state of California, but Los Angeles. But, anyway, yeah, it's all high-tech battle plans.
You know, and that's why they're gearing up Mecha and La Raza and the whole Southwest deal. As I said, that's where they'll first inject U.N. troops. It's a federal plan.
Anyway, besides that, the reason I was calling was because I was hoping to get to kind of interact with your guest there a little bit. But, you know, ever since I've been hearing you talk about, you know, how our government's not the lawful government, I've been making a concerted effort to really try to understand what that means. And what I've come to is that, you know, people that try to assert their rights as a U.S. citizen are going to fail every time, because there's a difference between being a U.S. citizen and a citizen of your state.
Well, for folks that don't understand this, the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776, you may have heard of it. It's a real American institution. And I'll hold you over. Stay there, Barry. We'll talk more about it. We'll put him on hold. It says that it's our right, our duty, when they don't follow the rules of God's system, when they violate people's rights, and they list what those are, when they list the grievances, that it's our right to say no to it. It's simple. If people pull up, put you in a van, and say you're going to be their slave, you have a right to fight back against them. It's just 101, folks. We'll be right back.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look. Now you can hear more of A Good Thing. Beginning Monday, November 17th, we are expanding our daily program to 2 hours. A Closer Look will air Monday through Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Join me each day as we take a closer look at the issues that affect your daily lives. I take the mainstream media to task by exposing the real power behind the international elite that are working to bring this great nation to its knees. A Closer Look puts you in the driver's seat by keeping you informed. Our program, combined with other programs on this network, such as Alex Jones, strives to present a united front on the war against corruption being perpetrated by our politicians. We provide you the means to halt their assault so we can take our country back. So join me Monday through Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain, 8 to 10 Eastern, right here on the Genesis Communications Network. Be there.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Barry in Arizona was talking about how I discussed the fact that the military-industrial complex, the private corporate interests that control America, are not the legitimate government. The Declaration of Independence says that if a government tries to enslave you, it's illegitimate, and you have a right, you have a duty, or you're a traitor, to fight back against it. And then he was getting into the different, you know, the 13th Amendment, 14th Amendment, different facets of this, different types of citizens. They had the 14th Amendment at the end of the Civil War. They didn't want to give black people their true freedom, though that they were taking it back themselves. So they were having to respond. So they said, okay, we'll create a 14th Amendment corporate serf status with civil rights, privileges. And that's what they created. And now through the licenses and the rest of it, we've all been made basically sharecroppers. So they said, you won't be slaves, you'll be sharecroppers. And I believe that's the point that Barry is bringing up. Go ahead and finish up.
Okay, well, you know, what you can do is see, you know, that status as a U.S. citizen is voluntary. Most people don't know that throughout their life, you know, they create tacit agreements that they are U.S. citizens. Well, you can un-volunteer for all that, and you can revert back to the standing of de jure, meaning lawful citizen, of the state that you live in, which is actually its own country and a republic.
Okay, let me break this down for you. if you're an international corporation, you can go and incorporate in some third world country or not even incorporate anywhere on the globe, pay no real taxes, have no regulations on you, and be de jure or be sovereign. And the globalists set all this up, and they will regulate and enforce their standing. But when you try, and sometimes it works, but when you try what you're talking about, they use admiralty, simply saying that they can attack anyone they want, do whatever they want, the law of the captain, the law of the gun.
Yeah.
And so there's no real system. We're fighting brute force and general ignorance.
Can I tell people what they can do, though? There's a provision in the law, the United States Code, it's in Title 8, Section 12, okay, that provides for, you know, the ability to, you know, switch loyalties, you know, and I have now filed in my county recorder's office an oath and affidavit of citizenship to the state of Arizona. Or not state of Arizona, because that actually implies a federal zone.
Yeah, your
Arizona
county.
Republic.
Your county.
Arizona Republic.
You file with your sheriff.
Yeah, so anyways, they accepted.
And I'm telling you that what you just said is real and valid, but the feds have taught them that means you're a terrorist.
Well, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. You're a whaler. Let me stop you. You're a whaler, or you're somebody hauling rugs and spices from India to, let's say, Spain. And Spain is at war with, let's say, England. And a British ship comes pulling up beside you, a private raider flying the colors that it's got a piece of paper saying that it can attack you. And it pulls up beside you, and you say, I am a trader who's simply bringing in spices and rugs, and I'm not at war with you. They don't care. They have muskets. They have cannons. They're attacking you. What are you going to do? Because that's admiralty. They're engaging you. They're attacking you. They don't care if you're in the right. They don't care what the law says. You understand they only have the de jure and all of that for themselves.
Why we got to be willing to fight for each other, Alex. And I'm trying to find remedies in the law that exist, you know. But see, people, I mean, there are way more of us than there are them. We're talking about a very few centered corporate people that make up the power structure. And if people could unite, that's what this is, was the United States of America, meaning that, you know, not only were the states united, but the people were united in this common cause.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, Barry, I've had you on for 10 minutes. I'm going to let you go. I agree with what you're saying, and it's better to do what you're doing than to just be a mindless idiot who goes in to get a bank account and signs a form waiving all your rights, waiving a jury trial, allowing the IRS to take your bank account in your house, waiving all your rights. You just signed an agreement. You just became a criminal. You just waived your rights. But again, over two-thirds of people don't even know what the First Amendment is, and we're talking about college administrators. So what you're saying is true, okay? You want to know what a solution is? Take control of your cities and counties and towns. Make sure they don't put in touchscreen electronic voting, or then you won't have votes. Get them removed if they are there. Cause a write-in petition, a recall of the government if they won't remove it, because they cannot ignore your petitions. You understand? And demand and have it on petition that it be a paper ballot, and then have organized people to oversee that. And so now you better stop them from putting the touch screens in, because they're admittedly run by the CIA openly, publicly. They're taking your right to vote away. Yes, it's happening. So you better stop that. You better then go in, take over your cities and counties like your life depends on it, and get the fat cat good old boys out of there who are whores for the federal and state government. You better get in there. You better reduce the size of government. You better cut off federal funds. And stop all these scams. You better research what's happening. Take over your towns, your counties, your cities. You better defend the office of the sheriff, which is being destroyed and gotten rid of nationwide when it's the only elected real person in the county. There is so much. And then from there, we can move on to the state level and on. And they know this is happening. In New Hampshire, the week of 9/11, dozens of cities, and I have their councilmen and women on, were pulling out under their state 10th Amendment right to revolt. The whole state was on the edge of pulling out of the Union. Arizona came within one vote of passing a law to pull out of the Union, quote, because of the New World Order takeover. That was 3 years ago. They know we're going to do this. And Barry, thanks for calling. I meant to ask you more about the Popular Science article about a state secedes, so they have to send in troops. You know, and we've got Tommy Franks talking about it. We've got the head of NORTHCOM, General Eberhardt, talking about it. It's in the news every single day. Here's the L.A. Times right in front of me talking about it. It's happening. This is the point. This is so important. Then I'll go to your calls. I know you've got Joe and Ron and Dan and Stan. Everybody's been holding. This is the point I'm so desperate to warn you about. They're going to use terror as the pretext to get more control, go to the next level of this. We've put up with all the tyranny and the cameras in the public school bathrooms and frisking the children and pointing guns at their heads and drug testing everybody. And we've put up with open borders and gun control and abortion and all this. Owning guns, we've done this. What is it they've got planned that's so horrible they're desperate to get our guns quickly? What is it they're so worried about they're building up troops and foreign troops and huge FEMA centers publicly? They got horrible stuff planned, folks. I mean, I'm basically, you know, in this bus with you guys. We're all in this bus together, you know, 100 of us, the country, driving at 110 miles an hour towards the Grand Canyon. And I'm screaming at everybody to get control of the bus, you know, to get control of the steering wheel and to hit the brakes now. But again, most people don't even know that when generals talk about martial law and they're building giant camps and doing all this, that throughout history, that means we're in deep trouble. So the writing's on the wall. It's horrible, folks. I love my family. I love this country. We're in deep trouble, folks. We can't go about our lives like everything's normal and everything's fine. We got to get concerned. We got to get upset. We got to get ulcers over this and take action. This is a crisis. We're under attack. We're being bombarded right now. Oh, man. We're in so much trouble. But again, we're in trouble because they were already going to do their plan. And we're in even more trouble because we've actually fought back and they're accelerating the program. And so we were going to die slow or die quick, but at least we're in the fight now. But they're launching major salvos at every level, physical, psychological, financial, spiritual, at every level to try to stop us from defeating them. We are fighting them. We are resisting. We are winning minds at record levels. We shall prevail. And let me say something, too. My show has never been censored, and my show is never going to be censored. You can believe that whatever I say on my show is the God's honest truth of what I believe from years of research. And I've put my life on the line to tell it like it is and stand up against tyranny. And I've been right about this stuff all along, not because I'm special, but because I've studied history and I read the bills. Let's talk to Joe in Ohio. Go ahead, Joe.
Alex, patiently waiting for you.
Good to hear from you.
Hey, you too. Well, I'll tell you what, man, this is the TV report in Ohio. There's Mr. Tom Clancy. It has a new video game. Shows armed forces coming in and blowing people's brains out. And it's like Black Ops, Special Forces, and it has a little girl singing My Country, Tis the Tea, Sweet Land of Liberty. And they train the military nowadays with computers like that and
yes.
Programs like that.
The first video game like that was a Army development to get people to pull the trigger. And now in these games, I don't know about that particular one, you torture militia members, you kill Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They got games called New World Order, Deus Ex. That's what it's all about.
Well, check
total,
this out.
Total desensitization.
After that commercial, another commercial comes on, shows the actress Drew Barrymore on there thanking our armed forces for fighting for her and our freedom. You know, and hasn't our freedom already been fought for? And
See, that's the point now, is it's wall-to-wall propaganda, and people don't know it. You're looking at pure government propaganda.
I got a couple more things. And when she was the fire starter, remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, and then on Thanksgiving Day, the football game, right on halftime, has this country singer wrote a song bragging about blowing up countries, and he says, "And if you feel the whole world's coming down on you, that's just brought to you by the red, white, and blue, dude." I'll tell you what, a lot of people are asleep. I'm not. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a demon wrapped up in that flag. desecrating that flag. They're a bunch of scum, and I know those songs are... Hey, what, stay there. I'll let you finish up. That's the type of caller I like who points out all this garbage. Look around you. You're bathed in it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
I'm going to finish up with Joe and Ron and Dan, Stan, Jim. That'll be it for calls because I do want to spend about 15 minutes or so before we end this show on some other news we haven't detailed properly yet. Finishing up, Joe, you're making some great points about all the propaganda. I mean, it's every time I turn the TV on, I get so mad I have to turn it off. It's everything. It's all lies. Go ahead.
He was singing that song on there because I was playing chess, and then I noticed it was even on the football game, And as he was singing, he looked guilty and scared, wasn't proud of what he was singing. And I just want to say, Alex, thank you for your time. They are the herd, I am the word, and God and Jesus Christ. Later, man.
Amen to that, my friend. fellow thought criminal. Let's talk to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, welcome.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
First, I'd like to tell your listeners, I have your 9/11 Masters of Terror Police State 3 videos, waiting on delivery of Matrix of Evil. About three of your books, they're all well worth the money, and they do make a difference. I've somewhere up around 175 copies your tapes passed out, maybe more, I lose count, but they do make a difference. I talk to people that passed them out to, and I talked to a guy yesterday, and he was telling me how much of a difference your tapes made. They really laid it out. They said it's difficult to explain things to people, to get your point across, just to talk to them, get them to understand what's going on. But when they see your videos, then it's right there in front of them, and there's no denying it. So I would really encourage your listeners to get these tapes. Your books are good. The Paul Joseph Watson's book and Tex Mars' book, both of them. Let's see, Circle of Intrigue and Order Out of Chaos. Both good books, well worth the money. But
well, Ron, I really appreciate your comments and the checks in the mail.
Well, as long as my next tape's in the mail, I'll be happy.
All right. I hope you make a bunch of copies of that one, too. So you've made 150 copies of videos. Wow, that's wonderful.
At least, Alex, right now I'm turning out copies of the last Kennedy program, the History Channel, and passing them out.
You know, I haven't even – I saw like 10 minutes of that, and I saw another hour of it. I need to buy that.
They are really amazing, Alex. People need to understand – once they understand that the government killed Kennedy, and it's easier to name those government agencies that weren't involved rather than those who were, and the fact that the mass media, the networks, everyone has covered this up for so many years.
Well, I'll tell you what's weird is that ABC owns Discovery and I believe History. And they came out with a Peter Jennings special full of lies, and then on the other channel, they've got a thing telling the truth. But it doesn't matter. 90%+ in major polls. A few years ago, it was 80%+. I saw the new polls. 90%+ now think the government did it. I mean, they're in deep trouble.
I would certainly hope so. I would certainly hope so. I waited 40 years to find out what was going on. But also, Alex, here a while back on an Oklahoma City television statement or a television station, I caught a little news item to the effect that since the state of Oklahoma was broke, a private anonymous group had offered the state $800 million for Homeland Security. Alex, the whole state wouldn't bring $800 million at auction. What's going on? Who are these people? The news item went on to say that the government had turned down the governor had turned down the offer because it was coming from an anonymous group.
Well, let me break it down for you. Probably Saudis or something. Let me break it down for you. Privatization isn't privatization. They tax you, they bankrupt the government on purpose with their cash accounts, and they have their real accounts. That's the Comprehensive Financial Report, their double set of books. It's public, but nobody seems to know about it, like the Constitution. And when you hear privatization, that means you pay for it, then they hand it to a crony. It's like with the supposed fall of the Soviet Union, six guys got handed all the assets of the country, then it turned out they were all Rothschild agents. That's mainstream news. So that's privatization is, okay, we're no longer communist, we're now private, but six guys run it. It's then an oligarchy. And that's what privatization is, and that's what's happening.
I can say I was wondering exactly what was going on.
I don't know, Ron. You've sent me a lot of good news stories. I know whatever you say is credible on the show. Find the article or find me an article from the TV show and mail it to me.
If I can find anything, I will. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, snoop it out for me. You'll hear somebody on as a guest. Okay, I'm going to jam. And I mean, I got to go quick here. Dan, Steve, and Jim, and that's it because I want to get to, oh, man, China threatening to nuke everybody and Bush wants to go to the moon again as another stunt like his turkey they wouldn't let the troops eat. Yep. and a bunch of other stuff, and they're going to be drug testing your children, no questions asked.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty, just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us. We're about to go to Dan, Stan, and Jim, and that's it for calls because I want to get to Bush, wants to go to the moon. His fake turkey, just like this moon thing, will be nothing but a big stunt. What China's up to and some other key news items with the plunging dollar, what that means to you and your family. But for the next 5 minutes or so, we are honored to be joined by Debbie Morrow, and she's the lady that answers the phones at New Millennium Concepts, who sell, according to my research, and I bought filters from them before they were sponsors, the best water filters at the best price out there. And folks, your major water supplies are full of Prozac, Ritalin, female hormones, from birth control pills. 49 states are contaminated with MBTE, a deadly carcinogen, and they've just given them liability protection so they can keep doing that. Chloride, fluoride, lead, arsenic, fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides. Start drinking out of a real water filter. I don't mean some little $10 rinky-dink thing that, you know, got some charcoal in it. Start drinking out of a real water filter and then try to drink your water a few weeks later. I can't do it, and I feel great. Okay, I've been drinking Big Berkey water now for about 5 years, and I've bought four of them. From them, and we take sports bottles with us to the gym. They have these little water filters that cut most of the stuff out. Not everything, like they're big filters, but it cuts most of it out. When I go to you know, the local gym where I work out. I fill up at the water fountain. I do it in a little sports bottle. Looks like a normal sports bottle, but cuts out, I guess, about 98% of the garbage. Whereas with the Big Berkey system, with the new black elements made in America, when they tested it at major universities, nothing can be found. Okay, it cuts everything out with the new fluoride reduction elements that go with it. So, again, folks, you need to give them a call. You need to take action. And with the holiday specials, and by the way, all this is now on my shopping cart, my secure online Yahoo shopping cart, the best security out there on the Internet. You can go order the stuff online, look at it, order it online, and then every day those orders are given to Debbie, and she sends them out, and they send them out via UPS. So great service for these guys. So go to InfoWars.com, go to the shopping cart, and click over to the Clean Water for Better Living and find out more about it. Debbie, tell folks about the specials.
Hi there, Alex. Okay, we have some holiday specials as well as special December products. Our December specials are the Berkey Light Water System without the lights, and they'll have two Super Stericell ceramic filter elements in them. It's a $199 value for $149, which is a $50 savings.
And by the way, these are the big jumbo super filters that, go in the Imperial Crowns, going in a regular size filter. How many gallons a day of water will this do?
Oh, well, let me think. I wasn't prepared for that question, Alex.
Isn't
but they'll
it?
Do about probably, let's see, six of them does. I'd say, oh, my math, what a question.
I know the smaller filters do 30 gallons a day.
Right, I'm sure it'll do at least 50 or 60 a day. They're quite a bit faster.
Now, again, this is a foot and a half tall filter, gravity-fed, takes 2 minutes to put together, sits in the corner of your house, is portable, and you could, you know, give water to your whole neighborhood with one of these babies. And how many gallons will it do? How long do you have to replace the filters?
The Berkey Light... Well, the Super Stericell ceramic filters will go up to at least 100 cleanings. I've heard people use them for years and years and years. You know, these filters have been around for over 100 years.
Tens of thousands of gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about 100 and how much?
$149.
Folks, that is, I know you were going to plug that. That's ridiculous. I paid like $250 for a Berkey not even that good 5 years ago. So please take advantage of that. You also have the holiday special on 5 sports bottles or 10 sports bottles, a little water filter sports bottles. Great gift for the grandchildren and the family. Tell folks about that deal.
Okay, yes. We have the generic labeled sport bottles that have the same exact filter in it as the Berkey Sports. You can get 5 of each of those bottles for $99, which is a normal $170 value, so you're saving $71. Or you can get 12 of the generic labeled sport bottles for $199, which is normally a $420 value.
So, and by the way, to buy one of these at a camping store, they're normally $35, $40, so you're getting them for $20 a piece.
Alex, I saw some at a show last Saturday for $60.
And,
I couldn't believe it.
By the way, when I have time, I've been a big camper and outdoors person. I've bought units of these. They're real. The cheap models out there are real lightweight, don't have a big element in them. These have a big element in them. Believe me, Jim Shepard is a stickler for high quality, and you're getting a great prize because he's a big national distributor of these. Here's the number. Give Debbie a call on all these specials. 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And if you call and she's busy, leave her name and number. She'll call you right back today. Just give her a call right now, 888-803-4438, or go to InfoWars.com to order them as well. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex. See
ya. I really appreciate you and your great sponsorship. New Millennium Concepts is the big sponsor for our global shortwave outreach, 6 hours a day on 2 50,000-watt transmitters, day and night. That cover the entire globe, and I get letters from Africa and Asia from listeners and calls from England who are listening on that, and it's such a great way to reach out to the world, so you're also not just getting a high-quality water filter system, protecting yourself, you're also supporting this outreach. Okay, Let's go to the calls, as promised, then into the news. Back to the moon. Yes, that's what Bush is about to announce, according to National Review, and they've definitely got the inside track. Let us talk to Dan in Illinois. Go ahead, Dan.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
You know, the bottom line is this. The general mindset is to turn the general population into children. And then the government became the media, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, all these idiots. They become the parents and the parent figures. Children don't have freedom of speech. Children don't have liberties. Children don't have rights. They entrusted the government, and that's what the bottom line is.
And obviously, you're talking about the earlier news articles out of Illinois and Louisiana and other areas where they're now going to drug test all of the children. See, first it was, oh, if you're in an extracurricular activity, we'll drug test you. Now, oh, there's no Fourth Amendment, we're going to drug test all of you. And, of course, there'll be criminal charges and CPS coming and grabbing you. When the government ships the drugs in to begin with, here's the headline, Chicago High School to require all students get drug tested from WBBM News Talk Radio. Also have an AP article on that, and I have another article from yesterday, Associated Press, where all over the country they're putting cameras in the school bathrooms and showers and saying the administrators will look at your children naked. Now, first, 6 months ago, they caught them in Tennessee doing this. That was a big hubbub. Now they just say, we don't care what you say. Folks, that's worse than 1984, is it not?
Yeah, it is, and I'll tell you what, that's why these fairy tales that they tell to explain things like Kennedy's one bullet and all the crap about 9/11. But the bottom line, Alex, Patriot Act 2, that'll become the baby room monitor. You know what I mean? In other words, you got to keep monitor to that degree.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. And what he's talking about is the guest last hour, Alan Charles Kors, president of the Foundation of Individual Rights and Education. They did a major scientific study at 339 universities, according to the Washington Times. First Amendment survey finds knowledge lacking. More than two-thirds of college students and administrators participated in the national survey were unable to remember that freedom of religion and the press are guaranteed by the Bill of Rights. And then when confronted with the First Amendment, over half the administrators said they don't believe in it. So there you go. It's not just the Second Amendment these people want to destroy. It's the First Amendment. Let's go ahead and talk to Stan in Indiana. Stan, you're on the air. Go ahead. We'll bring Stan up now.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
I've got one major indifference to your perspectives on brainwashing.
Okay.
Okay, I want to take... Now, I know you know this, so I'm going to take you back to the time in the 70s when Patricia Hearst was kidnapped. Now, you know a little bit about this, I'm sure.
A little bit is putting it lightly.
Okay, well, you've forgotten something, I'm telling you. Why was it that this young girl, you know, was so important that the whole nation had to hear that she was kidnapped? You know, I mean, why was that?
Well, I'll say this. Actual kidnappings from the 1980s levels are way down, but last year you'd have thought there was an epidemic. And then they came out and announced how they need the emergency alert system that was already put in all radio and TV stations to start the feds and the states taking over radio and TV transmissions whenever they feel like it. That was their excuse to get a nationally funded Amber Alert, which has nothing to do, and I'm in radio, folks. I know the engineers. I've had the FCC people on. This is a national control grid. And then Sean Hannity came out and said every child needs a microchip. That's the answer. I predicted that they would have a national scare of kidnappings and then say the chip was the answer, and that's exactly what they did. So go ahead.
I don't believe it started back in the 70s, but like you said, it was in the 80s when that actually, you know, started becoming more pronounced. But the Hearst family was actually quite politically connected at the time. They always have been, actually, since they, you know, lobbied for, you know, various...
Yeah, so cut to the heart of the matter. I'm
okay,
not getting what you're saying.
The point of the matter is she was brainwashed, and they did a very good expose on 60 Minutes about TV is not a brainwashing instrument when it's in your home. It's only when you have a controlled environment for an extended or a repetitious amount of time with the brainwasher at the helm, with performance evaluations and grades. Now, that's always been present, and it's going to become present with TV in the future. But it's always been present in the colleges and where they're getting the authority in this country. College is the problem.
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you for just a minute. Now, you're talking about grades of brainwashing. You want real Soviet-style...
Oh, sure, there's an extreme...
Let me stop you. Let me stop you. North Korean-style brainwashing. Do you know where it actually came from?
Probably from us.
In the 1820s, after the Napoleonic Wars...
Well, yeah, okay.
Let me finish. This is historical fact. You want to talk about brainwashing, I'll tell you where the modern stuff came from. Because you're making good points here. The modern brainwashing started because the Prussians couldn't get their soldiers up close to kill people. And the Marines had the same trouble in Vietnam, so they started the training systems to get people to cut off the thinking process. Now, and we cover this, by the way, in the new film Matrix of Evil, by the way, folks, with Frank Morales, police state expert. He gets into this new brainwashing system they have, and we have a section that covers this. But the Prussians, that is the ruling German aristocracy over the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, couldn't get their people up close to kill. And Napoleon had trouble too, but he'd already been, sent off to the island. And so they started kindergarten. Now, this is in the encyclopedia. This may sound crazy to folks. It's in your encyclopedia. I'm not making this up. Kindergarten was to brainwash children in Prussian military schools to be zombies. And that's the system we got here. Now, you go ahead now, and you go ahead and finish up.
Okay. Well, I believe it actually started before that in the Roman Empire.
And the Japanese had ninja assassins who would commit suicide after they were done. That's mind control, folks. They did it with sex and drugs and telling them that they were the elite. Machiavelli talked about mind control slaves 500 years ago. It's grades of mind control. You have classic, what we think of, mind control, somebody chained down, being tortured. Then you have other grades. Peer pressure. Peer pressure is mind control. Go ahead.
The point here is the brainwashing that is in college is far more extreme than what we see on television in our own homes. And they're priming people for the authority positions in our country. So let's talk about college instead of TV, shall we? Okay?
Well, I just spent an hour doing that with...
His job depends upon the very fact that college exists. And all the thing is here, every time we go through educational reform, there's another measure of incompetence added to these idiots, these blood-sucking morons, and we can't hold them responsible. Who's making all the money in this country? And who's doing all the work? You tell me. Maybe you need an education, Mr. Jones. You know what it's like to work with these educated idiots today? Huh?
Well, wait a minute. If your boss has been mean to you, it's not my fault.
Hey, all educated idiots think they're better than anybody because now it's controlled by your own guest, Charlotte Isserby, told you that the KGB is pretty much in control of engineering things in education.
Well, they took a KGB. And thanks for the call, sir. Call me back tomorrow. We'll spend more time. I'm out of time now. Got one more call to get to and cover some news here at the final thing on the show. I understand you're frustrated. I understand you're mad. And I wasn't arguing with you or getting mad at you. I just had a lot of energy and was upset and excited with you. If you took it personally, I'm sorry. That was not meant for you yourself, Stan. I was upset about the New World Order. Here, certainly there's a place for college. Again, people say the Constitution's bad because we're not following the Constitution. People say the colleges are bad because college is dumb. Well, no, you need college, especially for technical stuff. This isn't college we have. It's brainwashing, as you said, the whole liberal arts side of it. That's what we're discussing here. Boy, let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Last caller, Jim. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, several deals. I did talk to a college deal. I woke up a guy that was the biggest liberal around, and he had me talk to his college class, and I gave out your tape, and I gave out Citizens' Rule Books to all of them, and boy, are they excited. Also, did you hear about Monty Griffin or Stewart? He was...
The maker of the 50 caliber rifle, single shot, no big deal, done nothing wrong. They tried to frame him saying he was making guns illegally. He defeated that in the 11th Circuit of all places. And then they had some felon claim that he threatened somebody in prison. So he just got like 20-something years in federal prison for supposedly threatening a judge. Total propaganda.
Okay, then that one guy, Ron Gaidosh, beat the driver's license in court. That's good news.
Well, the Supreme Court rulings say that it's... A privilege card, and you don't have to have one.
Well, and the other thing I want to mention is they're going to put on this play again. If we want to bring down the wrath of God on us, I went and protested it in Grand Rapids, Michigan, called Corpus Christi, where they portray
Yeah, that was it. I was wrong last hour, and I said it was Jesus Christ Superstar, and I apologize. It's Corpus Christi, where Christ is a male prostitute, and we had the Temple University student head of the Young Conservatives on. He was kidnapped and beat up by the school administrators, and you heard our guest. It was in the newspaper. They put him in a mental institution because he protested it.
Well, I protested it at Grand Rapids. There was about 60 of us, and the police were right around the corner waiting for anything to happen.
Absolutely. Listen, I got to let you go.
They're going to try it again in Madison, Wisconsin in March.
Okay, Jim, thanks for the call. Good. Go protest it. I'm out of time for this segment. I'm going to come back and try to get to Milky Way Days, National Review, when President Bush delivers a speech recognizing the century of human heavier-than-air-powered flight. It is expected that he will proffer a bold vision of renewed space flight with its center, the return to the moon. Yes, folks, back to the lunar surface. Oh, boy, is this going to be a circus. And a great diversion. And that ties in with Bush and his fake turkey. I mean, it was a real turkey, but it had been designed by the government to look luscious and like Martha Stewart made it. No one was allowed to eat it. It was a prop, walking around offering them food. The president bringing him a platter. It was fake. It's a staged event.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight, I'm here ranting and raving. You have to know in the third hour, I usually get all sped up and run out of time and get angry because I don't get to all the news I wanted to cover. But you can always listen to all 3 hours at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. or on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. There is so much to cover here, but before I get back into the moon business with Bush, Brussels considers imposing currency controls. The European Commission is examining legal basis for the 1970s-style exchange controls to stop the euro surging to destructive levels. The team working for Pedro Sobel's economic commissioner claims Brussels may lawfully impose quantitative restrictions on capital inflows, clearing the way for a crisis response if the dollar continues to fall. Because they say they want to destroy the dollar, but not totally, you know, drive it down to nothing. But as they want to damage it, not destroy it, I should say. The move came as the euro hit highs against the U.S. dollar, touching $1.21.25 yesterday before closing at $1.21.09. It has gained 42% in less than 2 years and has passed the dollar up now 32% in the last year and a half, as I've been reporting here. But it's up 42% itself. This is very, 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 very serious, and it's the new global reserve currency, and we're now trading behind all the major currencies. Bush comes out and takes all the steel tariffs off. The other countries haven't taken theirs off, and there'll be no steel production in this country. And he says that's a good thing. That's going to help America. It's a very conservative thing to do, Bush. Again, it's just totally insane. And at the same time, Bush, as I told you, that whole Turkey thing was staged, and Hillary did a staged Turkey deal, too, in Afghanistan. It was bad when she did it. It's bad when Bush does it. You see, we're credible here. We attack Bush for being a police state thug. We attack Hillary for being a police state thug. But they're just puppets, folks. The bird was perfect, but not for dinner. In Iraq picture, Bush is holding the centerpiece. President Bush's Baghdad turkey was for looking, not for eating. In the most widely published image from his Thanksgiving Day trip to Baghdad, the beaming president is wearing an army workout jacket surrounded by soldiers as he cradles a huge platter laden with a golden brown turkey. The bird is so perfect it looks as if it came from a food magazine with bunches of grapes and other trimmings, complementing a normal Norman Rockwell image that invokes bounty and security in one of the most dangerous parts of the world. And it was totally staged. This is a guy who went to St. Louis and had Made in USA spray painted on boxes and had the Made in China taped over, which is a felony, by the way, in a warehouse to cover up where something's made. But that, don't worry, it's selective enforcement. Nothing will happen to Lord Bush. Nothing happened to Bill Clinton either, because he's protecting him and blocking the Pardongate investigation. Yeah, we're real conservatives here on this show. Libertarians, whatever you want to call us. And on top of it, again, Bush is scheduled to announce the 17th of this month that we're going back to the moon. That's going to be a great stunt for everyone, a great diversion, a great way to unify us. I'm all for space exploration, but not when it's pulled as a stunt. Also, Beijing warns that Taiwan referendum could lead to war. Chinese military officers said today that Taiwan's leadership had pushed the island toward the abyss of war, with its independence drive making clear that China would consider, quote, a popular vote on Taiwan political status a cause for war, and the government is arming them as well. I'm out of time. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to learn more, get my new video, Matrix of Evil, or 9/11 Road to Tyranny, or the new book, Order Out of Chaos. A lot of new items on the website, and your support is always needed. Plus, these videos wake folks up. Call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And on the shopping cart, we have all those Big Berkey specials on the high-quality water filters so you can stop drinking the poison. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Have a wonderful day. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed.